So someone somewhere is contemplating to put your girlfriend in 7 positions in 7 minutes and you're not doing anything about it. You are there busy shouting in that bosskeeper house. Okay, well done. Welcome to the Victoria Scoop, guys, and I'm your host Victoria, and my co-host is here with me, Steven.
Yep.
I know I told you guys that I would not be my co-host, but
she can't do without me.
Yes, what is said. Today we'll be talking about cheating. Last week we talked about consent, and a lot of people gave their opinions and reviews, and I'm happy that you guys listened, that you guys shared your opinions. Please listen to this week's one too and share it. Tell your friends about it. Before we go into the details,
Victoria has a story to tell us about cheating.
Yes, it's my personal story, and it is embarrassing because you would not believe that someone like me would be cheating on her own boyfriend.
Cheating.
So, Sha, that's how. What even happened there? I liked him. It's not that I don't like him, I liked him. But there was this other guy that I liked. I went to the guy's house and shit went down.
She went to play FIFA. FIFA lo logbao.
But shit went down. But as a loving girlfriend I am, I'm honest, I'm loyal. When I got home, I said I could not live with the kids. So I told my boyfriend about it. I told him that, baby, I cheated on you. Well, I did not come out like that. I was first beating around the bush, yarning okoto meow yans. But he figured out that something was wrong, and then I told him about it. Do you know the surprising part about all of this? He was acting indifferent about it, like he was not paying, and this was making me angry. So you guys should guess what I did next. I broke up with him. Yes, I cheated on him and broke up with him.
Why did you do that?
Boss move. I make boss moves. That was very wrong. I'm not saying I regret it, but it was very wrong. But you know this kind of feeling when you feel like someone wants to break up with you, but they're not doing it because they don't want to be at fault. So they're waiting for you to fuck up. That's how I felt on that day. So I just felt like, okay, let me just end this relationship. So there are a lot of reasons why people can decide to cheat. In my own case, I don't have a reason. And how stupid is that? I can't even say this is why I cheated. I did not cheat because I was no longer in love with my boyfriend. I did not cheat because I was sexually deprived.
Are you saying you were?
Was what?
You were.
You were what? I don't understand what you're saying. So, I don't even know why I cheated. I probably cheated because I liked the guy that I cheated with. So, it's really hard when you have a boyfriend and you're emotionally attached to someone else. You won't know how to balance everything and balance your life.
So, what is the difference between like and love?
What's the difference between like and love? I cannot answer that question.
Because you said now you liked the guy you cheated on, but you loved your boyfriend.
It was a mistake. I liked both of them. I don't know what love is. Even my mother cannot define what love is at this stage, in this century. Nobody knows what love is. Love is Jesus. Jesus is love. Give your life to Christ, guys.
If you have any definition for love, you can always...
Yes, because the last episode, instead of people to send their messages through the website, they were coming to my DM. So if you're not comfortable with sending me a message, you can just come to my DM, my Instagram or my WhatsApp if you have my number. Okay, so you guys, infidelity. Steven, what was infidelity?
Infidelity is a violation of a couple's assumed or stated contract.
Contract, though. Do you know what that means? Contract. It means when you enter a relationship with somebody, you are signing contracts.
With consent.
With... Both of you. When you say, will you be my girlfriend? There is a contract. In fact, if you are dating somebody right now and you people do not do dating oaths, end the relationship. Let me even read it out for you guys. The dating oath is this. I, so.
Your name?
I vow to support you, push you, inspire you, and above all, love you. For better or worse, in sickness and health, for richer or poorer, as long as we both shall live. I take you to be my loving boyfriend. I promise to choose you every day. That choose you every day means you will not cheat. If you cheat, you will run mad.
That sounds like a wedding proposal. Oh.
A wedding vow, Abi.
A wedding vow, yeah.
If both of you are serious with your lives, you better do this. I take you to be my boyfriend. I promise to choose you every day. To love you in word and deed. To do the hard work of making now into always. Hit me up if you want the full paper of the vow or whatever. Just hit me up if you want the vow. I will gladly send it to you. If you tell your boyfriend to read this vow and he does not answer you or your girlfriend,
run.
They are not meant for you. They are not serious to you. They just want to put you in 7 positions in 70 minutes. That's all. And it's not like they can even last for 70 minutes.
Whoa.
What's the longest they can last? 10 minutes. They can't last. That's not the truth. Okay, so you guys, I want to ask you a question. Do you think emotional attachment to someone else is cheating? Steven, what do you think?
First of all, what's emotional attachment?
Are you asking?
Yes, I am.
What's emotional attachment?
Mm-hmm.
It's when you like somebody.
So, it's the same question I asked. What is the difference between love and like?
But I don't know the difference.
I don't also know.
You guys, what do you think? Is emotional attachment to someone else cheating? If you have a boyfriend and there's this guy that you talk to very well, you guys are getting close and you feel like you like the person, doesn't mean you're cheating already.
Well, if it's that case, you can't say you're cheating. It depends on how you understand your partner. If your partner understands you and you understand your partner, both of you shouldn't fight over that kind of a thing. Because I will use this example, you cannot eat egusi soup for over how many years and not get tired. You surely want to change the soup to something else.
He was making sense up to the point where he talked about egusi soup. When you vow to be with somebody, you should be with the person forever, no matter the situation. But he's right when he's saying that he doesn't consider it cheating. Because you can't really control your emotions. The only thing you can do is not make a move on it. If you start liking someone else, it is fine. It's normal for you to start liking someone that is giving you attention. It doesn't mean your boyfriend is not giving you attention.
True.
But someone else is also giving you the same attention. Maybe the person probably likes you and does not want to be alone. The person is determined on getting you. The only place where you now fuck up is when you make a move on it. When you now try to act on your feelings. If someone is giving you hints that they want you and you are taking, it is your responsibility to not take the hints. It's your responsibility to shun these hints. Like, if someone is saying, come to my house, let's do stuff, I like you,
let's play FIFA.
How did he get to that stage? You've probably been letting him on. You've been giving him vibes that, yes, you want something with him. And that is never fair to the person. You are just a mad woman if you do that. Do you understand? You are using him and you're a mad woman and you don't deserve anything good. Do you get? If you marry, that's what your husband will do to you. So don't even do it. It's not good. Okay, Sham. Now, that's emotional attachment. Now, is physical attraction to someone else cheating? What do you guys think? Is physical attraction to someone else cheating? You know, you can't control your emotional, what you feel emotionally. And I think you can also control what you feel physically. Because, like, imagine telling me not to be physically attracted to Justin Yuji. Who knows him? That guy on IG. Like, how, even if I'm married, there's no how I will not look at him. I will not see him and drool, like, and God created this guy like this.
As a guy, I think you should be attracted to Lala Anthony. That guy has mad body.
Lala Anthony.
Yes.
Most guys are obsessed with Justin Sky, and I don't guess why. But just look at it that way. If you're a guy and you have a girlfriend, because you are physically attracted to Justin Sky, does not mean you don't love your girlfriend.
Exactly.
So I won't consider it cheating. It is when you now act on it. If I now eventually meet Justin, I now carry myself and go and do shit with him when I now have a boyfriend. That's where I fucked up.
Big time.
But me, if I actually meet Justin UG, I don't think I'm ready to have a boyfriend anymore. You can just like split things, just so you know, if you are planning on becoming my boyfriend, just so you know, I will leave you for him. That's just a reminder, you guys, a reminder. Okay, based on this popular research I was reading about it, me and Steven, we were researching on this topic yesterday, and we saw something. They said intelligence is an important factor in fidelity. They said that, Stephen, are they ready to hear this?
I don't think so.
The research, it said that if you are a man and you cheat, it means you are not intelligent.
Oh, well, you are not wise.
They are trying to say intelligence affects a man's fidelity. If a woman cheats on you, it's probably not because of her intelligence. But if a guy should cheat on you, it means it's not intelligence. Intelligent guys don't cheat. Just so you know. So if you've cheated before, you're not intelligent. And this does not even apply to me since it doesn't affect women. Just so you know. Intelligence is an important factor if you're a guy.
But chill, let's take for example Jay-Z and Beyoncé now. Jay-Z cheated on Beyoncé. Does that mean Jay-Z is not intelligent?
They are not going to say that because he's our guy in every ramification.
That's true.
Imagine if he meets us today and he now finds out that we are the people that said he's not intelligent on our show. Will he want to help us?
No.
No. So let's just say we give him the permission. You are permitted to not be intelligent if you are rich. But imagine you are not rich. Now me, they give you money. They buy diaper for you. You are now, you have the guts to cheat. I will help you to print out your unintelligency and hand it over to you and break up with you. That's what I'll help you to sign the paper and just give it to you. Go and take care of yourself, take care of your life. Moving on, Stephen wants to talk to us about the guy code, and I know we are familiar with the guy code, but he'll be telling us how the guy code relates to cheating. This is so exciting, guys.
So ladies, you know, guys, their friendship, they're always tight and all. So you can easily get anything from him, but to know if your boyfriend's cheating on you, you can never know from his friends, his guys. He would like call his friends. Why? Because it's called the guy code, in quotes.
They now, will never tell you.
Exactly, they won't tell you. Now, what is this guy code of a thing? I think this guy code is when there's this bonding between guys that they don't release any kind of information to other people. When I mean other people, I mean ladies. But for ladies, they are just, will I say, they like keeping things to themselves too much that they don't even really talk to any other person.
What is trying to say that as girls, you guys can testify, there are some things, I don't know about other people, but me, there are some things you still won't tell anybody about yourself. There are some things that would happen that you won't tell anybody. When I cheated on my boyfriend, I don't think I told anybody about it, not even my girls. But guys, anything that happens, they are quick to go and meet their guys.
Their guys' guy.
They can even have a group chat. It's not only girls that have group chat, but my first boyfriend has this group chat, this group of friends. Can you guys believe that?
Are you going there?
Earlier this year, we were talking and then we somehow started talking about the past. And I was talking about how I don't believe that he never cheated on me. And then he said he doesn't think that he did. That, okay, we ask his guys. Can you imagine? And then he went to their group chat and asked them that, do they remember him telling them that he cheated on me or something? That's just to tell you guys that this your boyfriend's friends, they know everything. They just don't want to tell you. They actually know everything, but they won't tell you. So watch out. You're on your own, actually. If you are suspecting that your boyfriend is cheating on you, it's better you go and stalk him and find out by yourself if you are ready for the heartbreak. There are some girls that they just don't care. Cheat, no problem. They believe that, okay, you still
you
like
still
them,
back.
Like, that kind of
it
stuff.
Is love.
But if you are so worried about him cheating, don't think of going to his friends. Because his friends will swear on God. They will swear on their unborn children that your boyfriend is not cheating on you. And it's even their house. Is using to cheat, so just watch out for yourself. So this episode has been amazing and insightful. You guys should remember to share my podcast with your friends. Don't be selfish. It is not for you alone. Chop alone and you will die alone. And remember to follow my Instagram page to get updates. And I'll be asking questions every episode now, so you guys can answer the questions on my Instagram page. at underscore car.mella underscore car.mella. So, guys, wait first. You know some girls meet their boyfriend through a friend of theirs that is a guy, so they're probably, okay, let me use myself as an example. Me and Steven, we are very close. We are friends. And there's this other friend of his that is a guy, and I start dating that guy. If that guy ever cheats on me, do you think Steven will tell me? You know me and Steven, we are very close, but he's friends with the guy, so what do you guys think? And if he doesn't, do you think it is fair to me? Because we are very close friends, so we are childhood friends. We are like, it's like the brother that I already have. So what do you guys think? Just tell me what you think on my Instagram page. I'll be happy to hear your views on this. But me, I don't think it's fair, Steven.
You know,
if I date your friend and he cheats on me, will you tell me? He's saying, you guys have been betrayed. Please, bye-bye. You won't give it to nobody, babe. And promise when you promise, keep them promises.